From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and it's day two of
Soundcheck's House of Horrors.
Pretty creepy, huh? It's amazing what a difference just a few sound effects on a voice can make. Scary movies and TV shows depend on them, maybe even more than the music. For example, this just might be the single creepiest TV theme I've ever heard. Notice I didn't say theme song, because I'm not sure how much of this is music and how much is scary noises. The opening for the current season of the TV series American Horror Story is really scary. You gotta see it. It's on our website at soundcheck.org. The show's sound editor is going to take apart a particularly horrific scene for us, showing how dialogue, sound effects, and music all work together to make us feel that delicious chill up our spines. And then we'll send a shiver down your spine with live music from an American classic, the Blind Boys of Alabama, who started singing gospel music together back in the 1930s. Yes, you heard me right. I said the 1930s. And they will raise the roof here in our Soundcheck studio. But first, joining me in Soundcheck's House of Horrors is our producer, Katie Bishop. Hey, Katie.
Hey, John. It's scary in here.
It's scary out there, apparently, too. I mean, with Halloween fast approaching, we were thinking of what we could do to fill our House of Horrors.
We were. And, you know, we kind of took the easy road on this one, because instead of going far, we just went right across the street to Blood Manor, which is one of New York's premier haunted houses.
Now, have you ever been to a haunted house before?
I'm ashamed to admit that I have never really been to. I've been to, like, kiddie haunted houses.
Why would you be ashamed? I've never been to one. I'm not ashamed to say it.
I don't know if it's a thing you do as a person growing up, but no, I've never been to one.
So you and our digital producer, Mike Katziff, went across, all the way across Varick Street.
We did. We ventured across the street
and
Blood Manor.
You're going
to
share some of what unfolded.
We will.
You went armed with recording gear.
We did. We came back.
I can't wait
evidence.
To hear this. So you'd never been to a haunted house before. Have you ever spoken to the proprietor of a haunted house before?
Not until last week when I interviewed two of the co-creators of Blood Manor, Jim Farrow and Jimmy Lorenzo. They were here in our Soundcheck studio. And I started things out by asking them, how do you transform a very typical run-of-the-mill looking warehouse across the street from our studios into an utterly terrifying haunted house?
When you go inside the building, the goal when you enter the attraction is to forget you're on the second floor of a building on Varick Street, because you're in Blood Manor for the next 20 odd minutes or so. And we go to great lengths, you know, creatively and economically, you know, in New York City things are expensive to do, to make sure that that atmosphere and that whole ambiance stays with you, and that all your senses are assaulted every moment that you're inside the manor.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, what I should be expecting there. Jimmy, what's your role within Blood Manor? Are you guys sort of doing the same types of jobs?
Well, I primarily run everything that happens outside. Okay. Orchestrating the lines. We have two different types of lines. We have a general admission line. We have an RIP line. We have performances that go on outside.
I'm sorry, did you say you have an RIP line?
Oh, yes, of course. Doesn't everybody have an RIP line? You know,
if you
go into Studio 54, it's VIP. If you come into Blood Manor, it's RIP.
Okay, good.
Okay, RIP is a quick pass type of a situation. And also, one of the things that we like to do is we like the experience to start as soon as you step onto Varick Street. So, you know, as soon as you get on, you get there and you see the line and people get excited, you know, so we have actors, we have performers, we have Coney Island type of freak show type of activities that take place. We suspend people with hooks through their body and all types of great stuff.
Jimmy, you were just talking about you have actors and performers. I'm sure there's an audition process, right? I mean, not just anyone can walk in and be a freak at Blood Manor. So is sound a part of the audition process? Do you have people sort of act out their scariest sounds?
Well, we ask everybody to scream, first of all. We need to hear how you scream.
Oh.
But yes, there is. We have calls maybe three or four times during the summer. And, you know, everyone thinks, I think they think, that it's kind of fun and cool to work at a haunted attraction. And it is. But it's not, I'll use the word easy, or as you might think it is. It's not like we just go boo or jump out. We're looking for someone who is obviously animated, who is willing to go outside themselves, if you will. You know, sometimes I guess in a play or a movie or whatever, a director might say, listen, you're being over the top. You can never be too over the top at Blood Manor. You know, so we're looking for that extroverted person, someone who can, you know, isn't, I don't know, they're bashful for sure, but, you know, willing to be crazy in front of somebody, you know.
Whoa, okay. Jimmy, do you have a scariest sound that you also like to make?
I like to work on the side of silent.
Ooh.
Okay, because we have, in addition to the screams, and actually Jimmy has to put $10 into the bottle for saying boo. Because if you say boo, that's taboo.
Yeah,
yeah, no boos are allowed.
Okay.
You know, that's Casper, that's for young children, and we're not for young children. Like I said, I get to see the performers outside all the time, and I see, like, the creepiest Rachel when Rachel was with us.
Tremendous.
She had.
Is that one of your actors?
Just, yeah, she was with us for a few years, and then she had to move on. And she would come, and she had just a baby doll, and you know the head was gone.
Ooh.
And she would just be in your face, but not in your face, but kind of like there, but she wasn't really there. It was incredible.
She didn't speak.
That sounds like a very fine line. She's there, but she's not there.
Right, and she would like kind of point to the doll and want you to touch the doll. You'd go to touch the doll, and she'd take it away. And it was just, it was very good. You know, so there's a lot of things that you can do.
Yeah. I'm here with Jim Farrow and Jimmy Lorenzo. They are the co-creators of Blood Manor, along with, was it Mike Rodriguez?
Mike Rodriguez, yep.
We are talking about Blood Manor, which is right across the street from the WNYC studios. And I and my colleague, Mike, will be heading over to Blood Manor to check it out. So can you, I don't know how much you can tell us about what is actually happening inside. I'm sure you want to keep a little bit of mystery. We actually have a little bit of sound, though, that maybe you might hear if you're in Blood Manor. So I want to play a clip of that for everyone. Do you hear that inside of Blood Manor? Is that
It's very
accurate?
Romantic. The undead love that. They love it.
So do you guys actually make the music yourselves? I mean, where did that come from?
No, we don't. We don't create the music itself. There is one company called Midnight Syndicate.
Okay.
They do a great job. They have all different kinds of ambient sounds and music and what have you. So, you know, they feed us a lot of that. We get from them. And then you know, you get sound clips in various places. So that particular sound that we just heard is really part. We have a, not to give too much away, but there's a pitch black maze in Blood Manor.
No.
And in speakers in the wall, besides that sound there, you'll hear a little like whispers. And it's literally pitch black. I mean, you only move forward touching the walls with your hands because you physically could not see anything. And, of course, there's actors inside that you're not ready for. So sometimes the simplest things are the biggest scares. You know?
Yeah, my stomach is literally starting to hurt right now.
When we first put in the black maze, Michael, who sometimes goes over a little over the top, actually had electric wires. So you would get a 9-volt charge.
What?
Yeah, when you touch the wall, you'd be shot.
So Jim, the attorney part of our group here, was like, guys, we need to take that down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how much?
It's only 9 volts.
Yeah,
so I mean, come on.
It wasn't deadly.
Guys. I mean, how much of a physical aspect of Blood Manor is there? I mean, are the actors they're not allowed to touch you,
no,
are they?
No, never.
No, no, we don't, yeah, no, we don't want, but they're in your face.
Right.
You know, they're in your face. They're certainly invading that personal space as people talk about, for sure.
Oh,
but no, they're not going to touch you. You might want to touch them or touch each other, but the actors aren't touching you.
Uh-oh, Mike, I see you. He's in the control room. He's getting worried. how do you know what makes something scary? I mean, isn't it that different for everybody?
It is. It's for, you know, I get calls. I do a lot of the answering the phone. People call all the time. Thank God. And people ask a million different things. But if there was one they ask the most of is, are there clowns at Blood Manor? I said, well, do you want me to tell you the truth? And they're like, well, of course I do. And I said, well, no, of course there's no clowns. Now, you know, of course there are. Because I had one girl just yesterday, she says, my friend, she just can't come if there's any kind of clown. We're going to come anyway, but she can't come. So I said, well, just tell her there's no clowns. No, you understand. If she goes into a room with clowns, it'll forget about it. So people don't like killer clowns. People are afraid, like, of like bugs, things of that nature, you know, animals and bugs kinds of things. So everybody has a different thing. Like we talked briefly before about the dark, the pitch black, people freak in the pitch black, you know. So it's all, we try to think of things. We take ideas, obviously, between ourselves, among ourselves, but also from our cast and actually from patrons. We have, you know, patrons that have been coming year after year after year. And sometimes they give a suggestion, you know, we're open to anything, and we find what makes people scream. It does it work? The actors tell us what works, and then we just absolutely go hard at it.
I'm here with Jim Farrow, who you just heard, and Jimmy Lorenzo, both co-creators of Blood Manor. So you guys know that we talked about it earlier. Mike, my colleague, and I are going to be heading over to Blood Manor. I want to know from you both, do's and don'ts. I don't think I've ever been to a haunted house, especially not one that is, you know, an adult haunted house.
Yes.
What do you guys suggest for us? What are your tips?
I would make sure that you use the ladies' room before you come.
Though if you pee your pants at Blood Manor, you get a free T-shirt.
Does that happen?
Oh, all the time.
No idea.
Oh,
all the time.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes. If I can say it on the radio, the T-shirt says I pee my pants at Blood Manor.
And we usually put them in front of the step and repeat outside, take their photo, and they're on Facebook in 2 minutes.
Oh, no, absolutely.
God, I hope you guys
and people
are
love it.
My leg.
No, I'm
no, not at all. I said use the restroom. I'm not kidding you.
That's definitely number
one. Okay, any other tips?
Maybe don't eat too close to when you come. Not too close, you know. Yes. Don't go in on a full stomach.
Sounds like you guys have a pretty serious cleanup crew at Blood
Manor. Yeah.
I wouldn't want that job.
No, neither would I.
All right. Any other tips for us?
Don't hide your eyes. You want to experience it and see it, you know.
And don't be in a rush.
Yeah.
Yes. Take your time.
Yes.
There's so much stuff in every room.
You'll see that we pay a lot of attention. They say in the entertainment, the production value, very important. Of course, you have to be able to withstand it to stay in the room, but I'll leave that up to you and Mike.
Well, guys, I am sufficiently terrified. Thank you for that. I have been joined by Jim Farrow, Jimmy Lorenzo from Blood Manor, right across the street from WNYC Studios. Guys, I'll let you know what we think about Blood Manor, but thank you both so much for joining us on Soundcheck.
It's our pleasure.
All right, well, you just heard our producer, Katie Bishop, talking with two of the creators of Blood Manor, one of New York City's premier haunted houses, conveniently located right across the street from our WNYC studios. All right, so Katie, let's pick up the story. Mike Katziff is now joining us here in the studio, another of our soundcheck team, and the two of you went across Varick Street and descended into the infernal depths of Blood Manor. Is that right?
That's correct, John.
And one of you had a microphone.
I was carrying a microphone, although both of us are all over this tape.
And now, Mike, was this your first time in a haunted house as well?
It was, yeah.
All right, so the two of you are going through this haunted house together and clearly have made it out alive. What scared you the most going in?
Peeing our pants. Definitely the number one thing that we were both concerned about going in. And then, Mike, you tweeted about it.
Yeah, so I put a message on Twitter just saying, I'm going to my first haunted house. What should I know ahead of time? And I think almost everyone who wrote back either said something about pee before you go, a link to buying Depends on the internet, you know, things like that.
Right. And then as soon as we get there, this happens.
How long have you worked here?
I've been here since we opened up about 9 years ago.
And is it really scary?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's pretty. We had our screens, we had our people their pants.
Damn it. Can't believe that's real.
How many people actually pee their pants?
Check out our Instagram page and you'll see all the pictures up.
Okay, so you take a photo every time.
Every time. Because they get a free shirt.
So wait a minute, you ruin your pants and they give you a free shirt.
Right. Yeah. So that's why everyone pees their pants, because they get something free for doing it.
Wow.
John, I'd just like to make clear that neither of us peed our pants.
That was going to be my next question.
Let's just put that out there.
All right. So how scary was this place?
It was pretty scary, actually. There was every room sort of had its own theme to it. So I think every time you changed rooms, you didn't really know what to expect.
And is sound an important part of what?
Sound is a really important part. And right from the beginning, actually, they really did a great job of creating this sort of sonic environment that really heightened our fear. Actually, let's take a listen. This is right from the beginning of Blood Manor.
God.
This is Mike's first time hearing the tape,
I haven't heard
by
it,
the
no.
way.
Displaying professionalism under fire, Mike Katzeff and Katie Bishop in Blood Manor.
We take our jobs very seriously.
Don't leave me behind.
I don't like this.
It's just being honest.
Yeah.
So how much screaming did the two of you do?
Well, there's a lot of me screaming all over this tape. And there's a little bit of Mike screaming, too.
As I say, I don't remember screaming, but more of kind of like, so I don't know.
Well, what I've heard of the tapes, Mike, your scream or yell or whatever it is virtually drowned out by Katie screaming at the same time. What was that?
Some sort of horrible monster. I don't know. There's so much.
There's a lot of, like, air gun sort of things firing at you, too. So it you feel it on your face sometimes, too. Yeah, it's weird.
What was the scariest part for each of you? Mike?
I think for me, there was one room that was sort of this operation table gone horribly awry. So there's all sorts of, like, viscera hanging on things and lots of blood. And there's, like, this kind of creepy doctor who clearly is the guy responsible for all of the horrors.
That's pretty creepy. What about you, Katie?
For me, clown room. Totally hands down. It was all about the clown room. Oh, no. We're in the clown room. We're in.
Sometimes you can make it. What? Why would you better do it? You like clowns?
I think my favorite part of that, Katie, is how you're trying to do your job narrating and reporting on what you see.
Edward R. Murrow.
And then the first sighting of a clown and the screaming begins anew.
Oh, truly terrifying.
That's amazing.
All right. So Soundcheck listeners, if that wasn't enough for you, you can hear a condensed 3-minute version of Katie and Mike's excellent adventure in Blood Manor. On our website at soundcheck.org, if hearing them scream for just a few seconds isn't enough for you, there's plenty more where that came from. Blood Manor is open tonight through Saturday night, November 2nd, right across the street from our studios on Varick Street in Lower Manhattan. Katie Bishop, Mike Katzeff, what you do for your jobs.
I need a raise.
All right, thanks very much, guys. Happy Halloween.
Thanks.
You too.
Coming up next, things get even scarier as we check in with American Horror Story Coven. The supervising sound editor pulls apart a scene for us next on Soundcheck.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble...